the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a in the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to some page 47. Teachings to Sanatana Goswami. In the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, we can understand the science of God in the matter of his transcendental form, his opulences, and his devotional service. For everything is being described to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord himself. At that time, Sanatana fell at the feet of the Lord, and with great humility, asked about his own real identity. He spoke as follows. He quotes, "I am born of a lower family. My associations are all abominable, and I am fallen, the most wretched of mankind. I was suffering in the dark well of material enjoyment, and I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. Although in the mundane sphere, I am what is known as a great learned man, I am in fact so much of a fool that I even accept that I am learned. You've accepted me as your servant, and you've delivered me from the entanglement of material life. Now you can tell me what my duty is in this liberated state of life."
Therefore, we are discussing this evening teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is the summary study of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The most important chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, namely, is teaching to Rupa Goswami, is teaching to Sanatana Goswami, his talk with Prakashananda Saraswati, his talk with Bhagavata Bhattacharya, and his talk with Ramananda Raj. These five subject matters are delineated in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya specifically. So the most important chapter of Chaitanya's teaching was to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Teaching to Sanatana Goswami is Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Goswami, Ramananda Raj. So, they are meant for devotees who are on the second stage. First stage, second stage, and third stage. The first stage is called Mahabharata, liberated devotee. And the second stage is Ayamidya, between the lowest stage and the liberated stage. And the lowest stage is called Prakita Bhakta. Means, person's material condition gradually being elevated to the supreme position of self-realization. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with Sanatana Goswami because he was to write one book for direction, Harivakti Viraj. You know, his famous book, that is a book giving direction, especially to the householders, all orders of life, especially to the householders, how to keep oneself on the proper standard of Vaishnava behavior. Later on, Sanatana Goswami wrote the book Harivakti Vilas for giving direction, and Rupa Goswami wrote the Bhaktira Samrata Sindhu, the times of devotion. Now, these two brothers met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they were on their ministerial post at Mandal, a district in Bengal. So after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they decided to join with him fully for propagating the Krishna consciousness movement and the desire of their force. Rupa Goswami's first desire, not officially desired, because he was very much eager to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he first of all desired, and then Sanatana Goswami, later on, he wanted to desire in a tactful way, but the Nawab did not like the idea. So he was in prison at his house. He was actually in prison. And later on, Sanatana Goswami bribed 10,000 gold coins to the jail superintendent and got out of the prison house and went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Benares. So when he met, he very humbly approached and he said, "My dear Lord, I am born of lower band. Actually, you are born of a Saraswat Brahman family, but because he associated with the Mrittas and Javan, the Mohammedans, so they were rejected from the Brahmin community, and therefore he represented himself as having born of a lower family. My associations are all abominable. All your events, especially you are mixing with the Mohammedans, they are habituated to drinking, meat eating, which has become a fashion in the gentleman society nowadays. So he considers himself as associated with Avon. And I am followed. Actually, he was born by the Brahmin father, but later on his behavior became like the Mohammedan. So he considered himself as false. The most wretched of mankind. If a human being does not take advantage of this opportunity to have a human form of life, then he's missing the point. the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Novan Yuskidana Murha Prabhupante Narathava. Narathava means less of the mankind. Anyone who does not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and does not surrender to Him, he is considered the lowest of the mankind. It is not sectarian, it is a fact, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead says Himself, if we say somebody that you are the lowest of the mankind because you are not Krishna conscious, it may be for sectarian view, but when the Lord himself says that Namam Duskitanam Murha Prabhadante Narasama Maya Abhijitam Jana Asri Bhavamasita. Asri Bhavamasita. There are two classes of men. Asri Bhava Mastrita and Daili Prakriti Mastrita. In Bhagavad Gita I find these two words. Mahatma Rasuman Prasa, Daili Prakriti Mastrita. Those who are Mahatma, broad-minded. Mahatma means broad-minded. And Duratma means feeble-minded. Just the opposite for Duratma. Dura means far away from Krishna consciousness. Dura. Atma. And Mahatma, Mahat, Mahato Mahiyan, Krishna. So, whose Atma is at that, the supreme, the great, he is called Mahatma. So, Duratma means one who is under the influence of this material nature, far, far away from Krishna. This material nature actually situated many thousands and millions of miles far away from Vaikuntha Loka. This universe is unlimited according to our measurement, and beyond this universe there is the spiritual world for a bone, and far, far away the topmost planet of the spiritual world is Krishna Loka. So those who are in this material world, actually, they are Duratma in this sense, that they are far, far away from the planet, which is known as Krishna Loka, or Goloka Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the replica of that original Vrindavan. Because when Krishna comes from this planet, he appears in this quarter, Vrindavan. It is known as Krishna Loka, or Goloka Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the replica of that original Vrindavan. Because when Krishna comes from this planet, he appears in this quarter, Vrindavan. That's like when the governor goes somewhere, they have got a circuit house. It is something like that. And there is no difference between the original Vrindavan and this Vrindavan. So, Mahatma can always attack with Krishna. Mahatma Sumantra. They are no longer under the influence of this material nature. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna, takes Krishna everything, is no longer under the influence of this material nature. That is the dignity. If one is fully surrendered to Krishna, fully attached to Krishna, the symptoms will be seen that he is no more attached to material. That's why this Goswami. This Goswami, they were very highly posted. Ministers. They are not ordinary men. Big, big ministers and the government. But because they became attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, give up their post. Tattva Surnam Hasesa Mandala Patishkani. Tattva means giving up. Surnam, immediate. Tattva Surnam Hasesa Mandala Patishkani. Mandala Patishkani means leader. That's all. One means none. తస్మా తూర్ణవశేష మండల పతి శనే సదా తుచ్ఛం తుచ్ఛమే వెరీ ఇన్సిగ్ దే డిడ్ నాట్ గివ్ ఎనీ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు ది మినిస్ట్రియల్ పోస్ట్ హియర్ ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇఫ్ యు గెట్ ఎ నైస్ గవర్నమెంట్ సర్వీస్ for to sit up to become minister, then we are very much proud. But the Goswamis part of their post has very insignificant. Without thinking like that, how they can give it up? Param Vishyani was said, you cannot by force become renounced order of life. When you see something better than your present engagement, then you can renounce. After accepting renounce order of life, if I am still attached to this material thing, then that is not advancement. So, these Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they give up their post. Tattva Surnam Hasesa Mandala Patishkani. Sada Tuchyavat Bhutva Dvina Ganesha Ko Kripaya Kopina Kanthasita Kopina Yandar Vat, Lion Claw, and a stone, quill, and a kuranga, that was their possession. And they used to live underneath one tree, and next day another tree, in this way, in this Vrindavan. That's our Sanatana Goswami came here, after taking his darshan from Lord Chaitanya in Benares. And Madan Gopal's temple has seen, oh, you are doing there underneath the tree. There was no temple at that time. The temple was not specific at all. So, this Sanatana Goswami, just after giving up his ministerial post, with great difficulty, he came to Benares, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him instruction for 2 months for guiding the Vaishnava principle. So he is approaching his spiritual master with humble attitude. Therefore, he is speaking like that. I am born of lower family, my associations are all abominable, and I am fallen. Actually, you are minister. You are coming of a Brahmin family, but these material qualifications are not sufficient to improve one's Krishna consciousness. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master that is being exhibited by Sanatana Goswami. He is approaching the original spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with due humbleness, subject, tatma gurum prapadeta. Sabhijnanatham sa gurumeva virache samispani sotliyam brahmane. One must approach Sanatana Goswami, teaching us the Vaishnava principle, that one should approach a proper spiritual master. name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, one may argue that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now? Where is Krishna now? It doesn't matter. Krishna's words are there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words are there, instructions are there. So, if we follow the direction and instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, under the guidance of a superior, bona fide spiritual master, then we associate with Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without any belief. Lowest of the mankind, now he is somebody not Krishna conscious, and if he says that you are lowest of the mankind, it may be very strong word used. A gentleman, suppose he is not a devotee of Krishna, but if he says that you are the lowest of the mankind, he is actually very angry that I am such a nice gentleman and you are talking of me as the lowest of the mankind. But actually the fact is this. Tavasyasumate mortha javasinke navaya sabhaya vasta vektita. There is a moral in this fact, that a so-called gentleman nicely dressed in the assembly of human society may appear to be very nice, so long he does not speak. But if he speaks nonsense without Krishna consciousness, and me immediately becomes the lowest of the mankind. If he proves by speaking that he has no knowledge in Krishna consciousness, he is simply well dressed. That's all. That you are finding all over the world. They are very nicely dressed. They have got very nice thoughts. But if we ask in some of God's consciousness, they say that after finishing this body, everything is finished. This is their law. Therefore, they are the lowest of the mankind. Lowest of the mankind means that in the human form of life, you are supposed to know that life is eternal and the soul is changing different types of body on account of karma, different types of activities. But although the gentleman is well dressed, he does not know. He does not know what is going to happen in his next life. Neither he believes in the next life. This is the position of the modern civilization. So anyone in that ignorance is called the lowest of the mankind. Now, Atma, if you say, how I can say this gentleman, nicely said gentleman, lowest of the mankind, he has already passed his university education, he has gone with belief, and how I can say that he is the lowest of the mankind? The answer is given by Krishna. I do not require to answer. The answer is given there. Maya abhijita jnana. Maya. Secondly, he is educated. He has got degrees. That's all right. But the essence of his knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Maya abhijita jnana. Asri bhavamasita. Essence of knowledge is Krishna. That he has no idea what is Krishna. this is the position of Asuri Bhava Ashrita. The Mahatmanas of Dvaivi Prakitama Ashrita and the Naradhamas, they are Asuri Bhava Ashrita. That's why Hiranyakashipu Bhava and his son Prahlad. Prahlad is Mahatma, Dvaivi Prakitama Ashrita. And Hiranyakashipu is dual, is Maya Avrita Jnana Asuri Bhava. There are two classes of men. Dvaivi Prakitama Ashrita and Asuri Bhava. So, this Sukhavasasmet movement is to induce people to become Dvaivi Prakitama Ashrita instead of becoming Asuri Bhava. So how this can be done? This is possible if we approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the right humbleness. And I am very certain in my mind, most of our minerals have to feel it. Therefore, Bhagavad says, who requires a guru? Guru is not a tiger. Everyone has a guru. Let me have possess a guru and let me do all nonsense. Not like that. One must be very serious to accept a guru. Unless one is very serious. What is that seriousness? Seriousness is to know God. What is God? What is my relationship with Him? This is serious. Those who are not serious to know God and act godly, they do not require to seek after a guru. There is no necessity. Don't make it a pattern to have a guru. Generally, they make it a pattern that everyone has a guru. So, let me have a guru. No. The Bhagavad says, give these directions. That smart guru prabhadeta. Guru prabhadeta. To approach guru means fully surrender unto him. And Krishna demands, Swami Sam Saranam Vraja. Therefore, when I have to surrender, I have to surrender to the Supreme and the representative of the Supreme. There, not anywhere. So, Bhagavad says, Tasmat Gurum Prabhadde. To surrender to a Guru. What? Jigyasu Seyuttamam. Unless you are inquisitive to learn about the Supreme, the Transcendent, then you find out a suitable representative of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and surrender. So the deed, Pranipati, no? Pranipati, Patishtha Rupena Nipati. Promise, Pratishtha Rupena, and Pranipat, Pratishtha Rupena, Nipat, all down. That is the Pranipatena, Pranipatena. First of all, Pranipat. You cannot inquire challengingly to the Guru. That's why Arjuna did it. Pranipat. Sishyateham sadhimam prapanyam. So this Pranipat requires. And before Pranipat, you must, everyone has got his personal past life attitude. What shall I say? That is the material disease. You do not wish to surrender. Within that now equal with him. What shall I tell him? So, but how is it? But softness of me, especially, begins with this funny part. Just like Sanatana Goswami has met this highly talented fourth minister state, and he has come to Sarangana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the beginning of spiritual life. He is a learned man, highly learned man in Sanskrit and Arabian language. Just like during British period he learned English, and it has now become a standard fact. I am English, of course I am speaking before English playing public. But still in India, English is still the predominant. Similarly, when there was Mohammedan kingdom, people learned Sanskrit, Arabian and Persian language. So Sanatana Goswami was expert, both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were expert in three languages, Sanskrit, Arabian and Persian. So he was not a fool, he was a very learned man. From his later contribution, we can see how highly learned he was. How he gave references from Vedic literature in the writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vedas Madhav and others. So, unless one approaches a bona fide spiritual master, his so-called knowledge has no value. Maya avyakyam. His atheistic view of life means he has no knowledge. Anyone who denies the existence of God, superior authority of God, he must be considered as maya avyakyam, asurim bhavamas. I was suffering in the dark pain of material enjoyment, and I never knew the actual goal of my life. That is the position of everyone. We get here a little material opulence, and we forget our real business. We remain intoxicated in material enjoyment and forget the real business of life. That is a great blunder. Narottamdas Thakur has sung this fact. Hari Hari Vi Phale Janama Govind. My dear Lord has simply spoiled my life. How? Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nagariya. Janiya, Suniya, Bishop Khaya. Any human being who has no knowledge of the subconscious man is committing suicide. Janiya, knowing, everyone should know at least that human life is meant for developing the subconscious man. If he knows, at least, he gets this information, just like we are broadcasting this information all over the world, that everyone should become Krishna conscious. So, in spite of this knowledge, broadcast of this knowledge, if a person does not take advantage of this moment, then it is to be understood that knowingly, he is drinking for it. Janiya, Suniya, Bishop Khari. So, why it is so important? That Golokeya Prema Swami. Because it is coming from Golok Vrindavan. This transcendental sound, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. They are coming from Goloka Vrindavan. Just like you will see through radio, let's say, news from different places, thousands of miles away. Now, the instruments have improved. They are trying to get information from other planets also. That's nice. But there is another machine which can give you information of the Goloka Vrindavan. That machine is not yet manufactured by the material science. But there is a machine. What is that machine? That machine is this Guru Parampara. Evam Parampara Prasthavanyavarayana-sayopidu. If you receive the message by the Guru Parampara, the first Guru is Krishna, next Guru is Lord Brahma, next Guru is Narada, next Guru is Vyasa, next Guru is Madhyacharya, and so many others, and they are branches. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Goswami, then Srinivasacharya, Rasundar Thakur, in this way, the parampara is coming. So this is the machine. How I can understand this machine is correct? Yes, it is correct. How is it correct? Then you can corroborate. The Bhagavad Gita says the original machine. Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vai. So the same machine is being brought out in the Krishna consciousness movement. What we are speaking? We are speaking, give up everything, just surrender to Krishna. Is not that the same machine? If you see the world, the vibration of the machine, the same, then it is the same machine. You get the correct information. Krishna is speaking about himself, about his abode, about the spiritual world, the activities. Krishna is speaking everything. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. We don't require to change unnecessarily. If we present the same thing as it is, as we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, then the machine is there. You can get all the information. There is no difficulty. Just like you are getting by the present radio machine, the message from far distant place. Similarly, you can get all the information of the spiritual world by the proper machine. The Bhagavad Gita received through the parampara, the satvic succession of bona fide spiritual world. It is not difficult. So, Sanatana Goswami is receiving the message of the spiritual world through the exigency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. If you study scrutinizingly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Sanatana Goswami, then you also get the machine. That is not difficult. And as soon as you get the machine, and if you know how to handle it properly, then you get all the information. That is not difficult. And how to handle properly the machine, that is being taught by example, personal example of Sanatana Goswami. that he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. He is not proud of his past position, that he was the minister, he was the married man, this man, born of a Brahmin family, and so on and so on. He is humbly presenting him that I am the most fallen. I never knew the actual goal of my life. I do not know what is beneficial to me. That is the position of anyone. Knowing all, what is the ultimate goal of life? They think that we have got this body and let us enjoy the senses to the fullest extent. That is the highest perfection of life. They come. Material education, technology, or something else. Material education, get some good post, get good salary, and eat nicely, drink nicely, and enjoy your senses. This is perfection. This is going on all over the world. But that is not the goal of life. Therefore, because that is not the goal of life, and we know that this is goal of life, therefore it requires the enlightenment from the bona fide spiritual mind. Sadvijjana samsa guru meva abhidhatet. That is the basic instruction. In order to learn that transcendental science, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. And Sanatan Goswami, although the most learned scholar, born of a Brahmin family, highly posted, opulent, still he is approaching very humbly to a spiritual master. That is the way. He is teaching us by life example that without approaching spiritual master, you cannot have any spiritual enlightenment. That is not possible. You must approach a bona fide spiritual master and serve him, serve with thee, pranipatena, first of all surrender unto him, and then report that along with seva. While serving, you can put some questions which you do not understand properly. Now, Sanatana Goswami says, that although in the mundane sphere I am what is known as a great learned man, Sanatana Goswami informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit. That's like in India you find that a system, a Brahmin is addressed Pandit. You see, that is the etiquette. A Brahmin is addressed as Panditji, a Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur Sahib, and a Vaishya is addressed as a Sheji, and a Sudra is addressed as Chaudhuri. There are respect for everyone. So, Sanatana Goswami was not a false Pandit. Nowadays, I have seen in Calcutta one Brahmin who said, he was pulling on thela. So somebody addressed him, Pandit. So that sort of Panditji was not Sanatana Goswami. That without any knowledge, he was pulling on thela and he is also Pandit. Not like that. He was actually Pandit. He was very learned scholar. But he knew his position. That although my friend, my admirer, my assistant, my governess, they address me Pandit Ji, but actually I am not Pandit. He said, Brahma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit Sotta Kori Mani Aponai Hitahit Kichu Nahi Jana. ব্যবহারে। গ্রাম্য রঙের অরিজিনারি দিলে অরিজিনারি দিলে তো স্যার এদিকে কর্মী পণ্ডিতজি, বাট অ্যাকচুয়ালি আই ডু নট নো হোয়াট ইজ দি এম অফ মাই লাইফ, হোয়াট ইজ মাই কনস্টিটিউশনাল পজিশন, যে আমি কেন মরে যাবে তাপস। আই ডু নট নো why the threefold miserable conditions of material existence is troubling me. I do not want that. So, this is the real position of everyone. One may be materially, academically very learned, so-called learned, but he does not know what the aim of life, why he is put in this material condition. Kyaani kyanamore jape tapo. That's right, tapotra and miseries of life, we know there is heat and cold, adhati, adhivoti, adhivaili, these are miseries. And there are problems, birth, death, old age and disease. But we do not know from which source they are coming and they are being imposed upon us. And still we are proud of our education. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings, Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav, tomar bhajane badha. The more we become so-called materially advanced, means we are entangled with the network of maya. Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav, tomar bhajane badha. Anitya samsare moha janmaiya, jivke karaye dadha. So, anitya samsara, this material atmosphere, it is anitya. Anitya means temporary. Although temporary, I can live here, say for 50 years or 100 years, still I am very much busy to make adjustments of my this temporary living body. Everyone is busy. How to have a house, how to have nice bank balance, how to be secured nationally, this way, that way. We are embarrassed with so many problems. But at any time, at any moment, the notice may come, please vacate this place. We have to do that. But we do not take care of it. Nunam pravattat garute vikarma jadindhya prithare asanrodi. Nathadu manne jato atmanoyam. Akan napi deha. Deha sadaya sadaya. Akan napi. This body, akan napi. It will not exist forever. It is temporary, but it is troublesome.
I can't see Adi Bhoti Adi Bhoti. Three kinds of misery can always be there. So, Bhagavad says that we are men, brahmastra. And in all sorts of mischievous activities. All can get it. Nunam pramattha purusenji karma, jadim vyapitaye, indriyapitaye. Simply for the satisfaction of the senses. Sons of being, a soul, simply for satisfaction of the sun. The sun becomes dark. And a great trade is going on in India. Everywhere in your country, it has no necessity, but simply for the satisfaction and temporary satisfaction of the sun, this great trade is doing. So, the department in this country, there is no such government, but in your country, perhaps you know, maybe serious practice, it is written in general, perhaps, or whatever.
Morning,
the
sitting down
at the coming cigarette
smoking.
Yes. So, the warning is there. But it's still there smoking. Why? Paramatya and Dhamma, they have given warning that it is not good for health. Warning is there in every cigarette packet. But because they have become mad after that, beer and cigarette. See, Guru Dev Dhamma, always is forbidden. He is still taking advantage of it. That is our Bhagavad life. Nunam pravatta purushe vipar. Pravatta. मूलं प्रवर्तक कुरुते इति कर्म व्हाई जस्ट इंडियन पीपल यू हैव टू नो द सिंपली फॉर द सैटिस्फैक्शन हाउ सेल नॉट फॉर द सैटिस्फैक्शन ऑफ विश्व विश्व सैटिस्फैक्शन इज दैट यू गिव अबाउट दिस नॉट एंड सिंपली सरेंडर इट बट इन सच सरेंडर टू कृष्ण ही हैज सरेंडर टू बी रियल थिंग मूलं प्रवर्तक कुरुते इति कर्म जब इंद्रिय प्रिय विजय दिस इज माई प्रॉब्लम मैं भाग मन में पहले आए फ्रेंड यू आर डूइंग वेरी रॉन्ग मैं भाग मन में जब वो आत्मनाम असन लगे प्लीज रियास दे आत्मनाम दिस प्लीज रो आत्मा इज प्योर बट बिकॉज यू वॉन्टेड टू स्मॉल ब्रिलियंट इन डे ये बार दिस वन अगर आई फील सो इज प्योर So we have already got this body at the present moment. And that is clear to us. All is giving meaning. As one has not experienced. The agent you are committing sinful activities to get another material body. This is not good. This is not good. Natal Mane, Jato Asmanayam, you have already got experience by your past misdemeanor activities you have got this body. Which is always full of miseries and painful, is still you are committing the same sinful activities so that you will get another body to enjoy. So it's not giving you. So long you have a pinch of material desire, it's not giving you opportunities or that you take another body and enjoy. And we foolish people, we do not know. Acceptance of material body is the source of all miserable pain. That what Krishna says. It simply tries to understand. Janma karma may be drum. Simply tries to understand Krishna. Then Veda Titi, Tasadi, Ampunan Janma Nanti. No material body. This is the consciousness moment. We want to stop this nonsense habit of the people. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. Who is talking? Don't talk. So, this is the moment. It is only prevalent to save man from the pitfall of another material life, miserable for his time. But to take him to a peaceful life, eternal life, back to home, back to God, subscribe to the Hong Kong and Jamaica, my way to talk. Thank you very much.